receiving is coming from deep inside of FEMA Region 1, well within the battle lines of the municipal corporation known as the Commonwealth of Taxachusetts, radiating out to the darkest corners of Al Gore's internet from our secret broadcast bunker, cleverly disguised as a middle-class living room. This is Red Pill Politics. Are back. It is the top of the hour. We got another whole dose to get into you. This is the Red Pill Politics Show, and sure would appreciate it if you'd stop by republicbroadcasting.org. All right, find a programmer you like, head over there, and everyone's got an archive. You can add as many of those shows. You can listen. They got a player on demand. You could put them into your onto a thumb drive and take them anywhere you go. You can share them around, get other people involved, and definitely on your way out, hit that donation button. This is all viewer funded here, all right? None of the corporate fat cats telling us what to say and how to say it. I can say vaccine. I can have an adult educated discussion with you folks and not have to feel censored. And that's because we're listener funded. So please make a donation as big or small as you can, and thank you in advance for that. Yeah, we were talking with Pat from Texas, and just before we went to break, he was talking about how a lot of the Christian conservatives had taken over or tried to take over the Republican Party. And, you know, it reminded me of a time where I was running for state committee. I had a list of all the towns and all the town committees in my area. And I started making calls. I was on my lunch break. I was working at a laboratory at the time at UMass Amherst. And I'm going through my list, and again, this is one of the towns in Massachusetts in my district, and I called up, and the person answered who was supposed to be there for the Republican, the chair for the Republican town committee, seemed like a nice guy, and, you know, I talked to him, told him who I was, and would love to have his support, blah, blah, blah. Went to lunch break, came back, looked at my list, and I just happened to notice that, because I had a full list, both a Democrat and Republican, and I look, and there's the same number, the next one down. And I look over, and it's the Democrat town committee chair. So I called the number back. I called the number back, and the same guy answered. And I said, yeah, sir, this is Dave again. I said, I was going through my list, and I said, I just had to ask you. And he started laughing already, okay? And I says that my list shows that the Democrat town committee chair is at the same address and phone number. And he says, well, your records are correct. I says, you would laugh if you drove into our yard. I've got McCain signs up my side of the driveway and, you know, whatever signs down her side of the driveway. So I knew right away what I had when he said he had McCain signs. But it was a husband and wife team who were the chairs of both the Democrat and Republican town committee. You know, these committees are fluff. Most of them in my state, when I was an active Republican reformist, a conservative reformist within the Republican Party, a full half of the town committees were void. There's not even a blip on the screen. Of the a little less than half that were on paper, almost all of them that voted and were active were people that were propped in there by the establishment. Most of them were pretty much inactive. They were put up there and propped up at some point with three people a chair, a secretary, and a treasurer, and they became delegates, and they voted for a candidate, and then never did anything. All right, it was a shell, a hollow shell.
Yeah, there's all kind of shenanigans going on out there these days. I mean, that McConaughey from Texas here, he's going to cry about being from Uvalde and all that, you know, whatever. But the truth is, he would probably like somebody to write him in for governor here, so he'll get a bunch of, Republican votes or something, because they're scared of guns. They really sit around all night trying to figure out how to cheat. I believe that's what they do.
It's incredible. And that's why your values, that's what these parties are supposed to represent. They're supposed to be the political embodiment of your value system. And when you get involved, your values are like poker chips. They really are. They get in there and they bargain these things away for their own political gain, for their own connectivity.
Well,
all right. Values are not things that are bargained, or they're not your values. You got to say, I stand for life. I stand for, whatever, but stand for it. And that, for that reason, we got 10% in Massachusetts. All right. And it's for that same reason. They have exercised that plan forever. And they got 10% Republican enrollment in the Commonwealth. In the other states that acquiesce and they have different flavors of the same thing going on with the rhinos and the establishment in their states, you're on your way. Because I'm going to talk, this is a good segue when I give you a parting words here, and then I'm going to jump into my main subject, which is the fallacy of the red wave.
I call because we do not need to get out on the street and be fighting, because if you go to Conservapedia and you look up Dimitru, T-R-U-E-T-R-U, Dudamin, D-U-D-A-M-I-N, he was sent here. If you know his whole story, God usually has to force it on him. He was sent here from Romania. I remember the Lord showed me supernaturally 40 years ago. And he was sent here to tell us that America is going to burn because it's Sodom and Gomorrah. And if people say, you just don't have a very good heart toward these poor, maybe raped by a priest or something, young people that don't know what's going on. No. I know one story, and it was the church. Piano player is real famous here.
Our moral fabric, though, it's been coming to that. And if you look at the family, what has happened to the family? How do you visualize a modern family? And it is nothing. It is a shadow of the rock-hard institution that it shouldn't used to be. So this degrade has started in that, and it's manifesting itself throughout.
You had it right in the beginning. The communists have been working on us at least 100 years.
Yes.
And they call it creeping socialism. They move two steps forward, and if you catch them, they move back one, but they're still one ahead.
Yeah, they're going for the golden ring right now. They have got to get the kids. They've abused us enough to the point where we're starting to really say, what the heck's going on here? So now they're going right for our children. I mean, the youth radicalized in the street, your parents, you lost them. They went feral. And then they got a whole bunch in the system right now. And if they can hold those and then force everyone else, you people out there, you may not be a homeschooler, but you better defend homeschooling laws every opportunity.
Good things are coming out of this. But I remember this church, they were embracing it totally. And one guy I know, he went up to one of the homosexuals there. He said, you know, what you're doing is wrong in the Bible? He said, no, show me. He showed him. He said, I'm not coming here anymore. They don't tell the whole truth.
Yeah.
See, some of them have never even been told it's wrong.
You know, there's probably some truth to that, because a lot of times when people see these things that they find morally repulsive, and you know, and they don't engage, that leaves everyone thinking whatever they were thinking when they came into the situation. So, you know, there's nothing wrong with reaching out and saying, you know, there's a better way. You know, if you really want to follow the Bible, you know, you do everything you do with love in your heart. And you do it because you care and you want to show them a better way.
Right.
Because we all see it differently. I'm telling you, God, you know, whether we use the Lord's name in vain or have homosexual sex, you know, a sin is a sin is a sin. So, you know, we got to underpin that, not do anything. I try not to do anything underpinned by hate and anger. All right, it's okay to be angry.
Well, if you just say I'm going to go out on the street with my my gun on my hip and my hands on my hip too, well, some guy might be there with a machete. They're going to that nowadays, really. So the point is that. If you go out with any weapon, it may end up like Kent State. Remember, no, Kent State was Kent State, right? Where government.
That's only because culture has now changed in many states, but it used to be very common. People just they had their sidearms, and it was a part of culture. It was a part of society. No one feared it. This was a learned experience. It was a propagandized experience that transitioned that thought line. Because like I said, I brought my shotgun to school, threw it right in the back window of my truck, and I went over to my buddy Phil's house, and we would go squirrel hunting, rabbit hunting, things like that. We did this every day. I walk up and down the street with a shotgun, and no one said anything. My mailman would stop. Hey, see anything today? Nope. You know, today, if I were to go and as an adult and walk down the same street I used to go squirrel hunting on my own property, I bet you I'd have helicopters and stateies and, oh my goodness, it's awful. All right. Hey, Pat, thanks a lot for checking in this week. It's always good to hear you. And keep the fire up.
I just want to say one
more
thing. That Dimitri Dudeman, he said that people are going to get out of the street and start fighting each other, and they'll have to bring home all our soldiers to stop all the fighting on the street, and meanwhile we'll be attacked when that happens.
Yeah, you know, we could spend another 4 hours talking about foreign interventions, sure.
I mean, if everybody just wrote a letter, it would make a big difference. A letter.
Everything. All forms of pressure. But thanks for the call, and try to stay cool down there in Texas.
All right. Thanks.
Have a good night. So, everything. Every form of pressure. I'm not saying, emails and letters, that's useless. You know, it feels useless, all right? I relate to that. It does seem like they're falling on deaf ears. But when you write your letters, don't just be an emotional, you know, ball of whatever and just throw a bunch of emotion at them and call them names and say, I feel this and I feel that. What you want to do is you want to be making claims. You want to be asking pointed questions, all right? If this is the law, if this is what the law says, how does your action stack up to it? How is your action not a violation of this? You know, and let them know you're watching. You're not only just emotional and a little bit angry and having a little foot stomp and hissy fit, but you're actually looking at a law that they violated, who knows what you might be considering? Bringing lawsuit, maybe? Making damn sure that they never get elected again, maybe? Bring on the political pain. All right, violence is not, I've never advocated violence either. You know, to relate to the second caller, you know, I'm with her. I would absolutely love to see a peaceful resolution and get back to freedom and liberty where we belong. All right? As the Massachusetts state motto goes, by the sword we seek peace, but peace only under liberty. All right? And let's, you know... Folks, I don't know. Every point of pressure you can bring, that's what I'm going to say. Write those letters, but make claims and let them know that you're actually paying attention. And show them the law they violated. Show them the documents that the news won't report on. Make sure it's in their possession, and you let them know that it has been documented as such. Be a poll observer. You all should be out there signing up, getting the trainings for this, because there is something to it. There's times that people think they can just stand there and just watch the people go by all day. They don't even know a violation when they see one. The people that witnessed violations and didn't even know. So there is some training involved. There are deadlines. And what does that, what message does that send? What ripples back through the friggin' food chain when all of a sudden your polling locations, and usually this is the case, is they have a hard time getting volunteers just to run it. And the ones that do are usually activists, and guess which friggin' side they're on? Oh. Red wave. I want to talk about this red wave nonsense. Pretty popular term. They've even upgraded it, I understand, to a red tsunami in some places. Well, let me tell you this about that. This is a anti-blue wave, if you want to talk about red and blue in terms of political parties. This is an anti-blue wave. I submit to you that Republicans up and down the food chain have done nothing to excite the Republicans that are their base. As I said a few moments ago, name me a value that you stand for, a conservative value that you actually stand for. That is not a bargaining chip. That the moment the progressives call you names, you won't acquiesce to. Have they helped with gun control? No. How many Republicans are buying into this red flag nonsense? Have they done anything to keep the perverts out of your schools? In the racial hatred, all right, the gender dysphoria, have they done anything to protect the children and the families? Nothing. They wouldn't dare. You can't speak up against gender stuff. I mean, that's, you know, that's a tsunami in itself, right? Yeah, they'll call us names. They'll call us racist and misogynist. Oh, you know, and that name calling, right? They've done nothing. I'm only just getting started on the Republicans, so stick with us. This is Red Pill Politics. RepublicBroadcasting.org is the website. We'll be in just a minute. Well, you might not sing a bit like Elvis.
Well, a good girl make you shake your... Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
And sorrow, I've seen trouble all my days. I bid farewell to old Kentucky, the place where I was born and raised,
the place where he was born and raised.
Oh, I just started to touch the surface on my monumental disappointment with the Republican apparatus. Again, deriving much of my experience and direct observations from the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, where they have 10% party enrollment. And mind you, they should be grateful. They should be thankful that they are actually in the double digits for the exact reason that I explained to Pat from Texas, is that I found that it was a shell. What little was there was fluff. There were parties, that town committees that they kept, because you see, you got to maintain some kind of a reasonable status to even be listed as a party in the state, you see. But most of the RTCs, they were turning their back and saying, yeah, okay, whatever. We haven't heard from these guys for like a year and a half, 2 years, 3 years, 8 years. But they left them on there. They tallied them. So they had said that they could say they had something. others. They had propped up with rhinos. And of course, those were the ones that went to the caucuses and things, and until the Ron Paulers got involved and ate this, screwed things up for them real bad. Damn, they went and learned the rules. They went to the caucus, and then average people that showed up at the caucus and didn't know whether they were talking to a regular Ron Paul or one of our party rhinos started voting for them, and it became problematic. So it can be done. Absolutely can be done. You can make it happen if there's enough of you, but not enough people wanted to do it. No one cared. Ron Kaufman, the national committee man for the party, kept it going, financial conduits and such, blah, blah, blah. But that was it. Right? They're where they need to be right now. You will not see them get any bigger or any smaller. This is where they want them. This is the size and the quality and the usefulness of the opposition party. They want there to be a formal opposition so they can say there's resistance, but, it's controlled opposition. Half of the values that the Republican apparatus now stands for are their values. Everything, the whole spectrum just shifted left. Oh, man. So red wave my ass. There's nothing that Republicans have done to excite their base, to make conservatives feel good. Oh, for crying out loud, there's hope for the family. Hey, we may not lose our business. Hey, we may be able to raise our kids ourselves. Maybe we don't need to pay $5, $6, $7 a gallon for gas. Maybe there's a better way. There's nothing that they've done. There's a couple out there. But I'm telling you what, if you're going to measure the health of an entire political party based on, I could count them on one hand with fingers to spare, of people in Congress that are worth a piss hole in the snow, that does not make a political opposition. Everything else is controlled opposition. And they sold your values away and will continue to. You want the hit the Second Amendment's going to take. I really, really hope that you obey the supreme law of the land with this. They've done nothing. This is an anti-blue wave. And if people don't stop sitting on their hands, tomorrow, first thing, get online, find out when and where you sign up to be a poll observer. Where the trainings are, every one of you, all of you, anyone who hears this right now, hop online and find out. It's at the point now where it almost doesn't matter. You could have your, if you want to call it, your red wave, all right? There's people going to come out, the unenrolled. You might even see some protest votes from the Democrats. May not vote for a Republican, but they might vote for a third party, knowing that it's kind of a throwaway, but do it in protest. That is a significant demographic to actually go after in the Democrat Party, by the way. But you may have your wave. But again, Stalin said, what matters is who is counting the votes. These are not elections that we're having. They are selections. Be right back after this break. Bill Politics.
It was hard to do, but it came down to you.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
A American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719 extension 3. 800-724-2719 extension 3.
Here. I can't believe it. We've actually got ourselves through a dose and a half. All right, got another half hour to go. But I promise it's going to be an exciting half hour because I am none too impressed with the actual Republican apparatus. We, you know, the heroes and the conservatives out there can prop the same couple, two, three, four people up every once in a while when they got a good sound bite. But other than that, they're just one frog chirping in the swamp. They really are. It's a big-ass swamp, and there's only a couple of them, and the rest are willing to sell you out. And I gave as an example the red flag. Look at how many Republicans peed right in your Cheerios. Right? I mean, those are Republicans that don't deserve to be called incumbent. All right, they're done. They're serving the last term. You're a total disappointment there. This is you know, this is an area you don't tread, all right? Because they say no infringement. Well, you know, this is a deal breaker. And it should be the end. But it's not. They'll continue. They'll go out and they go into fundraising mode, in case you didn't know, the day after they get elected. and it's just continuous fundraising at that point. So yes, what you have is an anti-blue wave. And if those that are getting involved think that they're gearing up and we're all going to talk and chatter and be all over social media, you know, just commiserating, all right, and that's the perfect word for this, is just commiserating, you are really just casting your entire future to the wind. And let the system, the very system that you are supposedly fed up with, handle things. Okay? And how comfortable do you feel, really, now? You know, a system that the democracy part of our republic has been rigged and co-opted. Ample evidence of that. Not just because of conspiracies that were floating around a year ago, not because of 2,000 mules, because I actually got together with friends of mine and looked at the things that town clerks responded with, the voter list that we requested that they sent to us. I opened up and looked at with my own friggin' eyeballs. And I will not be gaslit by anybody. I am a free thinker. I can do some basic math. I am not a Common Core victim. I learned regular math. And I can look at these spreadsheets and say, hey, you know what? This looks within the range of normal. But, you know, here we got 88 people registered to vote in this one municipality. All right, 88 of them that are 16 and under. And at the same time, we got one of the squad, Ayanna Presley, is one of our Congress critters up here, okay? And she's advocating for voting to be 16. I don't know. Are they connected? I mean, should you be concerned? All right, when you got a rambling list of people that were registered to vote before they were born. Is that problematic? I don't know. I saw it with my own eyes. The system's broken. And now that it's all gone digital and there's the majority of it, the nuts and the bolts, we can't see. All right? We're in trouble, all right? Someone else is counting the votes. And do you trust them? I think the answer is no, because you're all scrambling to find out how we replace them. Quite a pickle we got ourselves in, eh? Continued apathy is not the solution, though. That's what got us here. All right, as we point our bony finger at someone else, some other bad guy, the rest of them are pointing right back at us. We're the ones that sat on our hands. We tolerated the tyrannies while they were small, intolerable. Man. You know, it's like catching a wild pig. You know, you just keep throwing the slop out there and they'll keep coming to it. You come out, you put up one side of the one section of fence and you put up another. And you get used to it and come in and keep going. You keep put up another. And you put up the gate and then, you know, leave it open and they come back and they just keep coming back. And one day the gate closes. And there we are. We're looking at, and the gate swinging closed. And we're on the inside with all our little bestowments of government. Okay? All our licenses. Okay? All those bestowments. And we're on the inside looking and the gate's closing. I don't know. Time to fight back, I think. No, we don't have to be violent, but we do. We haven't even gotten to the point where we've all stood up and said, whoa, all right, that's enough right there. All right, we haven't even gone into the streets to tell them to stop. To think that all those people can actually mount an actual physical resistance is sheer delusional jackassery. Get over yourselves. You're good and screwed. I'm going to suggest that you try using your voice first. Freaking believable. But your continued silence is almost assured slavery is what's coming. How do we know? Well, go read the stuff that's been published from the World Economic Forum. Just go read it. Operation Lockstep, Event 201, Agenda 2030. And then read your regional planning commission's regional land use plan. I keep daring you. I keep challenging you. I told you what happened when I peeked in mine for the most recent revision in the region I'm in right now. All right, I did a search for private property. Big old goose egg. And then single family home. And I found two. Now, I did a search for environmental justice and social equity, environmental equity. And I'm getting 60, 70, 80 hits in this one document. So you tell me, is all their socialist and communist blather, all that cultural Marxism that the conspiracy theorists said was out there, have we shielded ourselves from it? Have we really? I don't know. It's like my grandfather used to say, you can call a tail a leg, but a dog still only got four legs. Right, they just rename stuff and it goes right over people's heads most of the time. they just call it something different. All right. They're not going to call it your county communist manifesto. They're going to call it your regional land use plan and give it a flowery name. Ours is Valley Vision. Oh. It's like a vision of utopia. Oh, good Lord. It's all over you. The splatter is all over you. I don't care where you are. Call yourself a red state if you want. People keep saying, oh, that's it. I'm moving. I'm out of here. Run it until you hit seawater. Because that's where it's coming. There is no place that you can run to in your guaranteed safety. Things are changing in that state too. They are changing in real time and a lot faster than people would ever give credit. I count me among those. I am digging my heels in where I am, where I exist, and I'll accept nothing but freedom and liberty. And everyone around me that calls themselves a public servant, a government official, whatever they call themselves, they're servants, they're public servants, and need to start acting like it. They like to refer to themselves as officials, but whatever flavor of title you prefer, you damn well better have the Constitution first and foremost, and that is the standard that I will hold them to. Always. There's no little tyrannies that are tolerable. It's okay to say, wait a minute, that is none of your damn business. Not at all unlike these executive orders. I just touched on a couple of them. I highly recommend at some time that, dedicate some of your former Facebook time and go out and actually look up, they have got all the executive orders that have just hemorrhaged from the Bidenista regime. And take a look at it, just this last one, and what that does to parental rights and the jeopardy it puts you in as they bring in DCF and foster care and all these other formal agency level child traffickers. Oh, man. And then the accountable policing. This comes right out of Communist Goal number 38. All right, that was the executive order that he issued. It was signed on May 25th. All right. And this is Communist Goal number 38, where they're abolishing police and replacing them with psychologists. Yes, this is not an issue. All these radicals that they got in the streets right now that they're trying to empower and further radicalize, they're setting up exactly what Communist Goal number 38 is set out to do, and that's to say that these are not crimes. This is an illness. This is a sickness. All right, so we're sending police to do the things that only psychologists can understand, because only psychologists understand the criminal element, the psychology of a criminal mind. All right, this is an executive order. All right, again, executive orders, you can't claim a power or authority you don't already have, and it's a tweaking of an existing. I mean, go and read it. It's 19 pages. Read your regional land use plan. You will come back. Your jaw will hit the ground. You wouldn't believe what you're currently being governed by. So if there's a red wave, okay, if there is in fact a red wave, it's going to be communist red, because your Republican Party is just about impotent. They're a shell. There's nobody they put up to impress anybody. No Republican heroes out there to excite the base. What is exciting everybody is they are literally losing everything. And this is an excitement resonating around desperation. Not desperately seeking to be able to figure out which of you Republican asses I want to kiss the most. Desperation that they're about to lose their livelihoods, their families are eviscerated. They literally are not making ends meet. Everything's contracting. Homeowners are turning into renters, and you know that gets more expensive. And then the courts will clog up. I mean, you wait. This is a freaking nightmare heading our way. There's nothing there that the Republicans are going to do. So all of the energy is resonated around a desperation to stop the communists who also call themselves progressives who have taken over the Democrat Party. They're going for the golden ring. They've assaulted and abused you about as much as they can, even with their partners and the prostitutes. All right, is there out political horn and just trying to keep you, you know, it's like a drum beat, boom, 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 and they hit you with the same stuff. This is what you believe. This is what you think. Red, orange man bad. You know, they just give you a narrative and stick to it. And they know you're not buying it anymore because they can go online and track their numbers going right in the friggin' dumper. Complete lack of trust. They've screwed their integrity something awful, and now people are going to the independents just like you're listening to now. Because that's where they're going. People aren't just saying, you know, I no longer need information. They're looking elsewhere. They have nothing. The surge that is coming up is to stop them. They're right in bed. They're the deepest area of the swamp. Klaus Schwab, although he's got supporters in both parties, man, this is really the entire green vehicle, the climate vehicle, the virus vehicle, is all absorbed in part of the apparatus of the Democrats, who have been taken over by the progressives, who are miscode word for communist. All right, their party has been taken over. Ours is just been diluted. Instead of fighting for their values, they bargain them away like little poker chips. So if there's a wave, it better be the anti-blue wave, because any red wave is going to be communist red, because you couldn't hold the elections. They turned into selections. Your democracy party, your republic, got the shaft dry. All right, they, vote, blah, 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 vote, blah, blah, blah. We'll announce the winner tomorrow. And that's the way it's going to go. And then you got your red wave, all right. You better demand more. If you're going to be a Republican and you're just never, ever going to change, you better demand more. And you better get involved locally. What I described to you in Massachusetts is, you know, this is throughout the country. If you look at how few are actually involved, they bring the candidates and they rise up out of this pool of prospects. If you look at how few control that, you'll understand. Once we got a glimpse, behind the curtain, it really was as thin as paint on the wall. And the ones who are your career politicians on both sides of that political fence, Democrats and Republicans both, if they are what now classifies as a career politician, they're bought and paid for. You got a couple in there that are swinging for the fences and doing the best to maintain and to have our voices represented as some level of constitutional restraint. But boy, do I know how they feel. I remember for a long time I was the only no vote on boards that I was on. And it took a long time before I started earning votes and getting them the other way. But there wasn't enough. That needed to happen on all the boards in town to be able to start changing things back to the way they were, to keep the aggressors at bay. Stop contracting with people you don't need to contract with. So, red wave ain't what you think it is. You Republicans have been a monumental disappointment. You're giving away our Second Amendment rights. You won't protect children. I mean, really, this is a winner of a political move to just dig your heels in and say, all right, listen, we're not here to tell you what to do. We're just going to say, this is it for the parents. We're standing for parents' rights. No. Stay away from these kids, you groomers. You pedophiles and you perverts, you groomers. That's what we need, a Republican with some backbone that'll call it for what it is. I have seen what they're doing to these kids, the material they're using. I can't believe there's still parents that aren't reacting to it. I don't know. They literally will come and say, listen, we're taking your child now. All right, so, have your belongings shipped to the FEMA camp, if you would. And they probably, oh, okay. All right. Is there a deadline? Unfriggin' real. So, yeah, red wave my ass. It's an anti-blue wave. The people, if there's going to be credit for a wave of resistance to this, take the credit yourself. It would finally, maybe an organic wave, all right, that's a movement. That's a movement. That's when the convoy went to hell in a handbasket when it went from being the beginning of a movement to being a quasi-corporate led by the nose, who knows? All right, so take credit for it yourself. If there's a wave, it's because the people themselves are saying that, done with the craziness, punish all Democrats. All right, politically punish every Democrat every time. Just do it. And let that resonate. Let that be what pushes you. I'm not saying vote for a Republican. I'm saying punish everyone who dares to associate themselves as those child-grooming, Constitution-hating Democrats. Punish them politically. Never, not one vote for not one of them. Blow that cold breeze up their skirts and see then if we get a reaction. There's others out there, like I said, you Democrats who had enough of the elite in your own party. I get it. I know you probably never vote for a Republican. But you know what? You could vote for a third party. That happens a lot. Now, I actually hear, you'd think that Democrats would just shy away from me completely, but they don't. I actually hear from Democrats. And there's still some classic normal Democrats out there. And if we sit there picking scabs for hours and hours on end, there's surely things that we'll disagree on. But you know what? I can have a discussion with them. We can sit down and have an intelligent back and forth. That's not the people we're used to dealing with here. They're not the ones that are in the streets and not the ones that are threatening businesses, shooting up schools. A pandemic sweeping the world, and it could be related to the psychological condition known as gender dysphoria. I could literally take a child, you know, from age 2 to 5 and give them back to you, and that child would be convinced that the moon is made of Swiss cheese. All right, could I taught them that? Now, you look at the crap that they're teaching them right now, what came out in Pride Week or Pride Month or whatever the hell it is. Oh, man, the videos and the things that were leaked out. Holy cow, parents. Really, now. If you don't yank your kids out of school, I don't mean consider it. I mean, you literally just say, you run hot and cold on and say, hey, this is not good. Unacceptable. I'm withdrawing my kid right now. That should be your reaction after this last week. It should have been your reaction a year ago when they were assaulting your kids through the COVID-1984 ridiculousness. I don't know. Fucking nonsense. Stand up, people. Be part of the wave. Don't give credit to the Republicans because they're impotent. And they've not stood for your values yet. And I don't see them doing it now. They're taking advantage. What they did with the Ron Paulers, they tried to co-opt the energy and co-opt the people, but you couldn't. What the Ron Paulers had was real energy. They had real people that went out and did real canvassing, talked to real people face-to-face, eye-to-eye. The party apparatus couldn't duplicate and mimic that energy. They had to co-opt it or try, and they're doing it again. The Glenn Beck movement, they tried to do it. The Tea Party movement, they tried to do it. It's because they have nothing. You literally got to let it wilt, throw every one of their wrinkled asses out, and patriots got to take over. And that's sound advice for both parties. I don't. The Democrats have a different strategy because they got such a stranglehold. I mean, a whole bunch of them maybe could be eliminated by actually going to friggin' prison, to jail, to be indicted and prosecuted and literally jailed which would vacate their seat. All right, that would be a good sweeping first start for the Democrats to reform their party, is make it okay